Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
This is the craziest thing. I mean, who would have thought 6 months ago or a year ago that I'd be standing here on the radio in the Allstate Showcase studio at WGN talking to you time and again about feral cats because they've come under attack. These poor cats. Paul Nickerson is here from Treehouse Humane Society. He manages the Cats at Work project for Treehouse. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I'll say that again.
Morning, Steve.
There we go.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Paul, I don't know what it is about feral cats or community cats. They've been here in the United States for ever since. So the Department of Natural Resources for the state of Illinois, and we'll talk about what they feel in a moment. And by the way, they were invited on the show, and they declined the opportunity to talk. And it was essentially because... these are my words, not their spokesperson's words exactly. But Steve, we know your position on this issue. We know what you're talking about, and we kind of don't. Again, those are my words, but that was the essence of it. In other words, we don't want to debate you because we might lose, and they would lose because, you know. Okay, so these cats, for starters, have been called an invasive species, that have. In truth, been here since the Mayflower. So I'm not sure. It depends on how you define invasive species. But going back in time to Europe, thousands of years ago, feral cats have lived alongside, for better or worse, people. This isn't a new thing. Paul, why have these cats come under attack recently? I suspect you don't know either. It's crazy.
There's a lot of misinformation that's out there, and yeah, I compare it to the debate about vaccinations causing autism. It took us probably a good 10 or 15 years to put that one to bed.
Well, I'm not sure it is. But who was it that was just on the Today Show talking? Robert De Niro, I think, who said, and it opened up this can of worms again. I mean, I'm not sure that it's been put to bed.
Yeah.
Which is part of the problem, I suppose.
You know, I have faith in the people that I deal with in my job, that they listen to reason and they want information, and they'll listen to both sides of the issue. And I have people beating down my door to get these cats to solve the rat problem of Chicago.
Okay, let's explain what this program is. So it's called the Cats at Work Project. It's what John Cass has written about repeatedly now. Yes. John, I hope you're listening to this, because we are going to explain what this project really is. John says we import cats as if we went, I mean, import rats. No, import cats. Import cats. As if Treehouse went to, I don't know, Louisiana or somewhere to bring in stray cats. Or went to Europe to bring in stray cats. I don't believe that's exactly the case. So explain what this is.
That's exactly right. We, you know, I tell people we don't have a farm down in Kankakee that we're breeding cats and pushing them out in an environment. These cats are already in the environment, and through a larger movement called Trap, Neuter, Release. These cats are to control the feral cat population. For generations, we've been trapping and killing cats.
Or trying to.
It's never worked.
Right.
And it's never worked. And because of the vacuum effect, if you kill an organism, it creates a vacuum, and just other cats are going to be right behind it to fill that vacuum. So what's more effective is to trap, neuter, release. Trap cats, spay and neuter them, release them back to where they came from. And then it'll stabilize the population because they stop breeding.
Okay, hang on, sure. Because I want to talk about that a little bit. So TNR, or trap, neuter, return, is exactly what you said. And the thing is that now the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, so I want to we'll get back to the rats in a moment.
Yep.
But while we're here, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources had the opportunity, Sarah Feigenholz, Illinois State Representative, wanted to forward a bill that would have continued. This wouldn't have been new money that Illinois doesn't have. It would have continued program already in place to spay and neuter these cats for TNR, to release them right back where they came from, in part. And it would generally offer spay-neuter funds, which is, I can't imagine why that's not a good thing. But the Illinois Department of Natural Resources said it's not a good thing. And in fact, we should not be doing TNR. They list all sorts of reasons. One I mentioned already, because cats are an invasive species. And they suggest killing these cats. So my question to you is, how in the world would that be effective?
TNR?
No.
Or killing the cats?
Yes, which is what they suggest.
It wouldn't.
Tell me why. You alluded to it, but I want people to understand why this effort to kill cats, never mind the ethical, in my opinion, part of all this, never mind that, why it would never be effective. And historically, in the history of the world, has never been effective. Talk about that.
An organism needs resources in place to support the organism. The resources in place are why the organism is there. And if you kill a cat, and it's the same thing, we could talk about the cats at work with the rat program. It's the same reason why the cats are so effective at killing rats. When you kill an organism and the resources are in place to support that organism, there's just 10 other organisms, in this case feral cats, there's just 10 other cats that are going to come into the area and live off those resources. So you can't remove a cat from an area that has resources that support it. There's just going to be other cats to come in, and we've been doing it for generations where we're killing cats and they just keep coming and they keep coming and they keep coming. They found through trap, neuter, return that you can stabilize a population, and it lowers the numbers through attrition over time because the cats stop breeding. And there's some colonies in the country that have been TNR'd 15 years ago or so that had hundreds of cats, and they're down to just two elderly cats,
sure,
because they stabilized the population. But those two cats kept the vacuum effect from happening because you kept them in place. Had you removed all those cats, more cats would have been right behind them to fill that void. So it's just not an effective solution.
Correct. And never mind that I'm not sure, no one's explained where the resources would come from to do this, since animal control in most communities is working at a bare minimal number of people anyway. I can't imagine Chicago police or police in any community going out and killing cats.
Yeah.
I would think police have other things, better things to do. But what you're saying is you don't get them all. And no matter how hard you try, these nocturnal animals, and they are, that live outdoors, those cats are nocturnal, it's very difficult to catch them all. And the ones you leave behind are going to reproduce really fast. They do that like rabbits, literally. They're induced ovulators, and they fill that vacuum that you're referring to, and the population, in fact, is even greater than what it was when you began.
Yes, and something you touched on is this is all privately funded. The Cook County Ordinance, there's six agencies, I think, in Cook County that administer the TNR programs, Treehouse being one of them. We handle the north side. This is all private funding, so that trap and kill method that went on for generations was paid for by tax dollars. This trap, neuter, release movement is paid for by private donations.
True. Yes.
So it's taking the burden off the public dime to actually solve the problem instead of just killing animals wholesale, you know, one after another.
Yeah, I of course, you're absolutely right about that. That's a good point. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. If you want to chime in here, you can text us as well. And I think I have a text or two as I turn around and take a look. So we'll get to those. 312-981-7200 telephone calls as well.
This is WGN Radio. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, second time this morning I hit the wrong button. How can that happen? This is WGN Radio. I am Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Pet World. Lots of text here. And I do mean lots of text. We're talking to Paul Nickerson, the manager of the Cats at Work Project at Treehouse Humane Society in Chicago. Paul, lots and lots of people write about birds and concerns. I mean, lots of people, lots. I must have a dozen texts here, at least. People who are concerned about the birds outside. Well, my guess is you are too. I am too. Cats do kill some birds, but talk about the numbers that some assert.
Yes. It all seems to go back to a study that was published in the journal Nature in conjunction with the Smithsonian. And they claim that anywhere from 1.3 billion birds to 3.7 billion birds are killed every year by cats, outdoor cats.
And according to a researcher we have who happens to live in Chicago, Ann Beal, and many other experts, we've never had 3.7 billion birds in this country. We wouldn't have any birds, zero, left.
Exactly. It within 3 to 5 years, even the low-end figure, within 3 to 5 years, all birds in the country would be extinct. So it just... And my understanding of the study that was done on 70 cats originally, and extrapolated that data to every cat, 70 house cats, by the way, to extrapolate that data to every estimated cat in the country that's an outdoor cat. And you just can't extrapolate that data. If you do, you should do your homework and find out, at the very least, how many birds are in the country.
In the first place, or wherever, wherever in the country.
To see how realistic that figure is.
So what are the real... Listen, cats do kill some birds.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And if TNR works, that means they kill fewer birds.
Yes, absolutely. The cats in my program, the cats that we've TNR'd, we've had over 3,500 cats in the Chicago area that we've TNR'd. And if you think about that, you know, half those cats statistically may be female. When you spay a female cat over a 10-year period, it's an astronomical amount of cats that are taking out of existence. And supposedly, according to the Smithsonian, all those potential cats are bird killers. So if you use their figures, the numbers are through the roof in the amount of birds that aren't being killed because these cats in this program are spayed and neutered, mm-hmm. And taking out of production of having babies. It's an astronomical figure. So I tell people that this program actually has a net positive on the birds, on the bird population in the long run, because we're trapping and we're spaying and neutered cats, and we're keeping other cats from being produced.
And the real problem for birds is pollution, and even more than that is habitat destruction. Often for migrating birds, that habitat destruction is where they migrate to in Central America or South America. I mean, those are the real problems, and when you talk to urban ecologist or naturalist in general, they confirm that that is clearly the case. So, as we said over and over, we like songbirds. I mean, for sure. One way to help is to keep cats indoors, which I suspect you would very much agree with.
I do, but the cats that I deal with in my program, and these cats that are TNR'd, are feral cats, and it's not possible to socialize a cat to humans. You have to get it by 16 weeks of age, and it becomes, and I've tried, it's exponentially difficult to socialize a cat after the 16th week of age, and it just takes months and months and months of socialization. And it's cruel to these cats to put them indoors. They go crazy because they've lived their life outside all the time. They're not suitable for indoor life.
Yeah, I generally agree. I mean, there are people that are determined to do it, and they can do it. But, you know, you're using up resources in a shelter if you put them in a shelter. So you've got cats. You've got the humane issue of these cats that have always been outdoors, so, and a welfare issue for these cats that have no idea what's going on. I mean, they're feral cats, and now you're putting them in a cage that's this big by this big, or a shelter like Treehouse that keeps them in an open area. But still, they're very much, so they're okay with other cats, but they're very much afraid of people. And it takes months and months and months and months, while that same space instead could be used for a far more adoptable cat. Now, let me ask you, because we're running out of time here, about the Cats at Work project.
Yes. The Cats at Work, it's part of this larger TNR movement. And the cats we get for the program generally come from adverse conditions that it's always best to trap a cat, spay and neuter it, and return it back to the environment it came from. But the cats in my program generally cannot be returned to the environment they came from. And a perfect example of that is there was a video that someone posted on YouTube that he scalded a cat with hot water on the south side.
Right.
A couple of months back, it was a kid, a teenager, I believe, that he was arrested for animal cruelty. He's presently on house arrest. But all of his friends at the time threatened to kill the rest of the cats in the neighborhood. Out of retaliation for this kid getting in trouble. So Treehouse went into that neighborhood, and we trapped all the cats we could to remove them from that situation.
Really? That's nice.
And,
yeah.
And that's where we get the cats for this program, is it's best to release cats where they came from. It's best for the cats. But we do our best to relocate cats that can't be placed back in the environment they came from. And there's such a demand for the rat problem to be solved, it's a perfect fit for both the people that receive the cats. And the cats come from environments where they certainly weren't spayed or neutered, so they probably weren't managed, they probably weren't fed. And they get an environment where they're fed two meals a day, they're fat and happy, and they just do what they do best, and they kill rats.
And if you want to apply for this, you do have to take care of the cats,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
You have to be a caretaker.
We've taken cats back from people that have not cared for them properly, so we're very, very strict about caring for the cats.
But if the cats do move in, then it's true the rats find another address?
It's unbelievably how effective it is. It's, I tell people...
And you just showed me a video before the show that if you email it to me, I think I'll share. I don't know,
yeah,
because
yeah.
It's kind of graphic, because you see all these dead rats under where we are now.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Just underneath Michigan Avenue.
Yes. It's unbelievable. It's, I tell people, and I got involved, let's back up a little bit. I got involved with this program 5 years ago. I had a tremendous rat problem by me. They tore a factory down across the alley. And when they stirred up the foundation, all these rats moved into our backyards. And we abandoned our backyards because of the rat problem. We just would not go back there. I couldn't even bring my garbage out to the
really?
Alley at night because the rats would run across my feet.
Wow.
So at the time, Cats at Work was new, and I read an article about it. And I thought I'd give it a shot.
And it works.
It works.
So tell me, we're running out of time here. In fact, we're out of time.
Sure.
For people that are interested in this, where can they find out more?
Sure. You can email tnr@treehouseanimals.org, or you can email me directly, paul@treehouseanimals.org. It's just me that runs the program, so there is a delay with me getting back to emails.
Sure.
But I promise everybody that I return the emails as they come in the order they come in. So I promise everybody I will get back to them, but it's just to set the right expectation up front that there will be a slight delay.
Fair enough. All right.